We also like to have guests for the official opposition to the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're joined on the line today by Kathleen Ganley, the MLA for Calgary Mountain View. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Main thing I want to talk about today is the NDP put forward a bill in the legislature recently called the Protect Workers' Pay Act. Now, one of the main parts of this bill that I find particularly interesting is trying to increase minimum wage. We haven't seen minimum wage go up in the province for a few years now, and with some other provinces increasing theirs lately. Alberta now the lowest in the country in that category. What are kind of some of the things you're looking to see happen on that front?
Yeah, so one of the biggest issues for Albertans right now is that their wages haven't kept pace with their costs. And so they can't afford things like their mortgages, their rent, their groceries. So what we've done is we've brought in an act to increase the minimum wage. It would go up a dollar right away, a dollar the following year, so in October of 2026, and another dollar, so to 18, in October of 2027, and then index to inflation. And that's just to catch us up, and then to sort of try to keep up with the cost of living.
Another thing that is also part of this bill that you've guys put forward recently is around revolving tips. And I know the, you know, service workers, you know, we've all been to restaurants and, you know, we'll kind of leave a little tip for the service workers there. And there are some protections for those as well. What is kind of the angle on that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, we think that the people that earn the tips should keep them. And most people, when they tip, they're expecting that tip to go to the person who is helping them or to other sort of frontline staff, whether it's like tip pooled with cooks or food runners or whatever. That's the expectation. But increasingly, because of a lack of regulation, we're seeing that owners are sort of taking those tips, which is kind of unfair to the employees, but also to the people doing the tipping who have the expectation that they're essentially helping the person in front of them. And so this would come in and regulate this. Most other provinces have already done this. So Alberta's kind of behind on this front.
Now, certainly one of the main talking points the past little while around Alberta, well, at least one of a few of them, has been on the affordability, cost of living, those sorts of things. Now, with some of this stuff you have as part of this bill, how is this going to help with some of the cost of living issues that a lot of people in the province are dealing with?
Yeah, so actually the cost of living issue is driven by two things. It's driven by increasing costs, but also by stagnant wages. So minimum wage hasn't gone up in 7 years, and people will sometimes say that the increase in minimum wage kind of drives other wages to go up, and they say that like it's a bad thing. But the truth is that average wages are really falling relative to average cost of living. So if wages had kept pace with, say, housing costs, then people would still be able to afford houses. It's not just the cost on its own that creates the problem. It's the fact that wages aren't growing and costs are growing. So this is an attempt to sort of help with this. And for a lot of workers who are working at these minimum wage jobs, the situation is extremely dire, right? Like they're having to rely on food banks, their housing is in jeopardy. So this really is a huge issue for a lot of people.
And another aspect of the bill that you've got as part of this is on youth minimum wage, where I think I believe there are people who are under 18, workers under 18 can get, I guess, sort of a lower wage than the standard minimum wage. Now, I know this is also part of this as well. Now, do you think with some of these things you've got as part of this bill can help with getting more, I guess, sort of younger people involved in the job market, kind of make things a little more enticing, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, part of that is that it creates a wage that people can live on. But also, you know, there is this argument floating around out there, suggested by some UCP ministers, that somehow increasing the youth minimum wage would result in youth job losses. Well, we have the lowest minimum wage in the country. We have a lower youth minimum wage, and we have the highest youth unemployment in the country. So I don't think those things are correlated in the way that the UCP would like to suggest that they are. I also think that a lot of young people are saving for university, right? Like the UCP like to pretend like, oh, this is just pocket money, right? But I mean, that might be the experience of them and their friends, but for a lot of other people that live in Alberta, students are paying for their own university costs. You know, they're not getting that handed to them. And so if they want to take those steps, then they need to save for it, right? And in fact, many students, like my own daughter is a November birthday, right? So they may enter university already and still be under 18.
And finally, whenever we have guests here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I always like to add a little bit of personal questions so that the politicians are people too. Of course, we do have a Halloween kind of upon us right now, and I know you've got kind of a young family at home, probably some kids getting into the spirit of things, so to speak. So I'm curious, what are the Halloween costumes going around in your household this year?
Yeah, so Halloween is always a funny time for us. So my daughter is 7, and she will be going as a cat. Of all of her Halloween, she has gone as a cat for the majority of them. She was a tiger one year, which is kind of a cat. So we have another cat costume this year.
Well, definitely sounds like the cat's meow there. Anyhow, Kathleen Ganley, the MLA for Calgary Mountain View, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.